Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That with the City of Henderson. I'm your host, Derek Allen, and here with my co-host and partner in crime, Tiffany Reardon. How you doing, Tiffany?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Redevelop That.
We're happy that you're back listening with us again. We have a great show for you today. We had the opportunity to go out and visit Atomic Motors this week, and that's an amazing place. If you're into cars at all, or want to learn more about classic cars and car restoration, this is the place to go. They have an amazing facility and campus that they're working on to expand and grow. They have as you'll hear in the interview with Kat Beiler, she's one of the owners over there. She shared a bunch of wonderful information about what they do over there, some of the cars that they work on, and some of the craftspeople that they employ over there in helping restore their vehicles. And so they have an amazing place that we encourage you to go check out. They even offer free tours if you're so inclined to get out and go visit them. And so maybe real quick before we head off, Tiffany, anything coming up that we want to share?
I just want to touch on what you said. We had a great time touring their campus. It's definitely a little hidden gem along the Sunset Corridor. And if you and your family are interested, every Saturday you can go by from 10 to 2 and tour all the classic cars and motorcycles. You can also find out more information about everything they do at Atomic Motors at atomicmotors.net. And if you haven't been down lately, we always encourage you to stop by Water Street District to see what's going on down here, the new restaurants, our new businesses. There's fun for everyone on Water Street these days.
Yep. We have our Saturday night Latin concert series coming up, right, for the month of August. So I think this Saturday night at what time does it start? 8 p.m.?
8 p.m.
Here at the Water Street Plaza.
Yep, and it will be every Saturday. And also, if you check our website, a bunch of the Water Street District businesses are doing pre- and post-event specials and after parties and live entertainment to follow the August concert series.
That sounds like a lot of fun. It'll be a good time. So remember, Saturday's 8 p.m. here on Water Street. Come down, check it out, and hopefully come down and hear some good music and enjoy an evening here in the Water Street District. And so with that, though, we'll turn to our interview with Kat Beiler with Atomic Motors, and sit back, relax, and listen in on some great information she has about car restoration and some of her favorite things that she enjoys doing. And so sit back and relax. Well, welcome back to Redevelop That. We're here at the City of Henderson Redevelopment Agency. Today, we have the special opportunity to be at Atomic Motors with Kat Beiler. Welcome onto our show.
Well, thank you.
We're glad to have the opportunity to come down and meet with you and see your spectacular property you got going on, your phenomenal business.
It's fun.
We took a small tour, and you guys got some amazing products and amazing employees and skilled craftsmen. Call them craftsmen, because doing restoration work is nothing short of a craft.
It is a craft, yes.
And so maybe just kind of start off, how did you get involved with restoration work, or even the classic vehicle type of product?
Right. Well, personally, my husband is the one who dragged me into it. When he started this, I had a completely different job, and he just grew so quickly from kind of a hobby type thing that he called me in. So that's how I got into it. I'm a motorcyclist from way back, and that's how I met my husband, was motorcycling. I'm from Canada. And I was riding through Las Vegas, and I bumped into him. He had the Arlen Ness motorcycle dealership on Boulder Highway. And I bumped into him there, and anyway, we ended up married, and I ended up living in Las Vegas. And at that time, I was working full-time doing my own career, and he decided to open what became Atomic Motors. So that's how I got here. So I didn't know much about cars. I was more of a motorcyclist, and we have, of course, a great motorcycle shop and restoration facility on top of motorcycle showrooms. But now the cars interest me, I think, almost as much, if not more, than the bikes.
You definitely have a wide variety
yes.
of both here.
Yeah, so exactly.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. So maybe a quick question, follow-up question. What kind of motorcycle did you start out with?
I originally, way back when, you know, you can see in my office here some of these little scat kitties. Well, we weren't a rich kid, so we didn't have those. But I did have a Honda 70 when I was like 9 years old,
yeah.
you know, with the little centrifugal clutch yeah. and everything. And then I graduated to a Tatsu 90. Okay. And then I had all sorts of different little dirt bikes and everything up in Canada. But I really got my first street or highway bike in about 1996 or something like that.
Okay.
And just graduated through. And the last bike that I purchased before I met Bill was a Victory.
Okay.
And that was a big road bike, a big yeah. cruiser. And so I've ridden those. But since then, he's turned that into a 300 horsepower, 200 mile an hour crazy bike with methanol, nitrous, yeah. and a Garrett turbo, and it's scary fast, so it's up on a stand.
It's not something you ride on the local
street. No,
often.
No, certainly not.
More for the track.
You got it.
That's awesome. That's exciting. So mm-hmm. when you guys started Atomic Motors, mm-hmm. did you was your shop originally here, or?
Yes. After Bill finished, Arlen Ness became the Indian dealership, yep. and then that sold, and then he was home for a couple months, and then next thing I know, he told me to come down to 704 West Sunset in Henderson, and I said, okay. So on my way home from work, I stopped, and there he was down on his hands and knees painting floors. I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm starting a classic car dealership. And I said, great, have fun, and that was that. And it was just right at the very front of mm-hmm. Building B here, which okay. was all he had. And that's where it started. He told me 3 days or 4 days before he was going to open that he needed a work order, and he needed a computer, and he needed a name. So
just a few things.
Just a few things. So that's how we got started. That was in 2015.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. now how big of a space do you occupy now?
Well, The complex is 5 acres, consists of 4 buildings,
okay.
and we're really in all of it now. Yeah. There's just a few little stragglers, but we have it all. We've gone from originally 2 employees to 35,
okay.
and we've got restoration services covering machine shop, fabrication, detail, upholstery, mechanical, electrical, all of the areas to do body off restorations. We also do partial, of course. If somebody just needs something done on an older car, it's hard to find somebody who can do that. I have one employee here I hired not that long ago, maybe about 6 months ago, and he's 89 years old. But boy, I'll tell you, if you want somebody to rebuild a 1924 Model T, he knows it inside out.
I can imagine he would know. That's
yeah.
amazing.
So, yeah. So we have, like you said, a lot of craftsmen mm-hmm. who, ranging in age from the youngest, which are learning a lot, and fabricators all the way to senior guys who have been mechanics all of their lives. And this is their dream come true, to work in an air-conditioned, enclosed restoration facility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing facility you do have here, you know, being able to go around and see all the different just little aspects, little shops that you have for each of
sure.
the restoration pieces, and
right.
Even the detail shop back there that
yeah,
where you can
yeah.
detail them and when they're done. But
yeah.
Restoration work, and you actually sell vehicles.
Yes, we're a full dealership,
okay.
a full classic car dealership, and of course a motorcycle dealership, as well as a full restorer. So we're like any other car dealer
mm-hmm.
that in that manner. We follow all the same rules and everything else as that. Just a little different because it's all classics as opposed to newer. We don't ever call them used cars
yeah.
here because they're classics.
Classics. They are all truly classics.
Yeah.
So, what's the oldest car you have?
Well, the last one, the oldest car I had recently was that went to Europe. It was a 1912 cycle car, it was called. It was a little two-cylinder cycle car. It was the poor man's Model T.
Okay.
And that was a 1912. We've had, I think that's about the oldest one I've had recently.
That's pretty
But we
good.
Go from there all the way through to, every once in a while you'll see a newer car here. That's usually a friend of Bill's.
Right. Hey, it's good to have friends.
Sure.
In the business. And sure. So it's kind of a maybe loaded question at this point. Is what keeps your customers coming back?
Well, that it's a loaded question. It's a great question. First of all, there's very few places that can service and maintain classic cars. Certainly with the all of the services, right? From we have a full machine shop, so we can rebuild the engine all the way through to all the other parts. So very few exist right now. Lots of mechanic shops are a little bit hesitant to take in the older vehicles because there's so much to it. So we are a time and materials shop. There's no way of quoting it.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to find, right? Yeah. When you start getting into it, you have no idea. So I think that's part of it. Also, I really believe that our staff and our mechanics, Lee, for example, is our specialist in MGs. There's no one in this part of the country that can look at an MG or a vintage Mercedes and know what Lee knows.
Yeah.
I mean, now Lee's older, but he's been doing this for a long time. So he does our Bentleys, our Rolls-Royces, our MGs, any British car.
Okay.
And any German car that we might have.
Okay.
So that's kind of his specialty. And I think when you have that level of ability that you people just come to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then on the sales side, we've got a very large selection of really a diverse group of classics. We're not just muscle cars, mm-hmm. and we're not just European cars. We cross everything, quite eclectic in our range.
Yep.
And I think that keeps people, they can come in, they can look at all sorts of different things and not be focused just on one area.
Yeah, I noticed as we were walking around, you had a little bit of everything.
Everything, yeah.
So
that's
always cool to be able to see.
Right.
See stuff that you would not normally see, very unique one-offs or even a couple, I think, Bill showed us a two-door Cadillac. He said there was only like two or three ever
Right,
built
yes, a San car. Remo. And the coach-built Cadillac used to be what was originally a Seville, 1977 Seville.
Yeah.
They're exceedingly rare.
Yeah.
And only a few people are going to know what they are.
Right.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So there's really not anything you don't work on.
Well, newer cars we don't.
Newer cars, yeah. I guess in terms of...
We don't have anything that we can plug into them and computers and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't care if it's a mini bike. I mean, we've had people come in with really cool pieces of furniture that need restoration.
Okay.
Because you got to remember, when you have specialty welders and specialty fabricators on site, there's a lot of things these guys can do.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly we don't do wood restoration, but, if it's made of metal, if it has a wheel on it, or even if it doesn't sometimes, it probably is a good place to start if you're looking for somebody to restore or fix something. Yeah.
So what's in the future for you guys?
Oh, that's such
that you're willing to share.
well, lots. We've got a big plan. So this one's coming together quite nicely. And, of course, in the future, we'll be adding more space for more vehicles. We'll be adding a restaurant. What we'd like to be able to do is make sure that the car clubs and the motorcycle clubs and the people that come, we often have their meetings, the car club meetings here, mm-hmm. because we can clear a portion of any of the showrooms we've got for mm-hmm. and give them a comfortable place. We've got chairs for them and tables, and there's no charge for them to come here and hold their car club meetings. We also have people like the National Corvette Restoration Society mm-hmm. meet here, and they do their judging because we can give them a lift and all the things that they need to do the judging. So we want to make sure that the car clubs and the car people and the bike people in Nevada or Las Vegas area have a place that they can feel comfortable to come and hang out.
Yeah.
So it'd be a good idea. Right now, of course, we have a little area, food court area in mm-hmm. one of our buildings where we give away hot dogs and sodas and stuff. But we want to expand on that to make it a little bit more enjoyable for the customer.
That's exciting.
I think so.
Invite more people to the property, to the site. Because so currently now you do kind of car shows on the weekends?
Yeah,
or?
Well, every Saturday we have an open house from 10
open
to
house,
2.
Okay.
And twice a year we do a really big show. Mm-hmm. But the 10 to 2 every Saturday, people will bring their cars and show their cars, or they'll just come to look at everything, to have a hot dog, to sit down, to meet up with their friends and that kind of stuff. It's just a friendly environment, family friendly. Mm-hmm. We got choo-choo chains running around the ceiling in one of the buildings. We've got planes hanging from the ceiling. I mean, there's a lot of Americana to look at. Yeah. Throughout all of these buildings, and you can actually bring your kids, bring your family down and spend a couple hours. We have people that spend the whole 10 to 2. We got the hot or the donuts are here and coffee's hot. So I mean, it's fun.
Come hang out.
Come and hang out and enjoy and look at some of the stuff we have. A lot of people who have given us stuff to put on the walls. Because maybe they're getting older and they're downsizing, and they'll bring it in and say, well, I don't know what to do with it, so we'll get it framed and we'll put it up or clean it up or fix it up or whatever we do and put it up on the wall. We really appreciate that. And so we've got lots of things to look at. World War One, all the way through, all sorts of Americana yeah. to look at. So it's just fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's, yeah, it's
and there's not a lot free in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But this is. Or family friendly. Right. Yeah. So we hope to give off that vibe that we're family friendly, and we have lots of families that come down. So.
So we've talked a lot about kind of all the good things going on. I don't want to bring this down in any way, shape, or form, but I mean, what kind of challenges have you had being in this part of the, I mean, you are in a redevelopment area.
Right.
Know,
and, right.
So, you know, by definition, you know, redevelopment areas are areas that are sometimes economically challenged areas, mm-hmm. or physically, they may, you know, the buildings or mm-hmm. something may have physical blight or just not pretty looking.
Sure,
look. And
sure.
So, kind of curious if you guys have had any real kind of challenges in where you're at here.
Well, I don't know if we could call it challenges. I mean, the location is great. Like Henderson, first of all, is wonderful just because it's so close to the McCarran Airport. All of our customers can get here easily and very inexpensively anywhere in the mainland. Yeah. So that's really great, and it's right off the highway, so it's not hard to get to, and it's easy. I guess from the standpoint of challenges, the area itself, although very accessible, we have a turn lane issue that people like to scoot across this one lane, turn lane, which is not a legal left turn, mm-hmm. and to do it, they have to go pretty fast. So by the time they get into our parking lot, they're usually moving at a pretty good pace. So that worries me sometimes, especially on Saturdays when we have a lot of people around. But our guys are good. Our sales guys up front are pretty good at slowing people down if they're getting ahead of steam on. So that's kind of a little bit of an issue. The traffic amount is great because we're a retail business, so we love the traffic. You know, we do have issues from time to time on with the recycle plant being so close. Yeah. But we, you know, we do our best to keep that cleaned up for our customers. I don't know a lot of downside to being here. We love Henderson. We live in Henderson ourselves, and certainly there's always stuff that can be improved upon.
Sure.
There's no question about it. But, you know, we're here to stay. So whatever improvements happen and that we can help contribute to is something that we're certainly open to because we love it here.
That's cool. Yeah. We love having
you. Yeah, so thank you.
We're excited to have a thriving business like this down here, especially on Sunset. You know, this is sometimes it's kind of a transition almost, becoming a transition area between older industrial and some new housing.
Well, you know, with Google, you know, you got Google right on Warm Springs, not that far from here. You've got, all the new warehousing and everything. Yeah. And, you know, compared to even seven years ago, this is looking quite nice. Yeah. I like the fencing and everything they put up around the gas guys down there. And we do a lot of business with local businesses right here. I mean, there's the Shine Shop or the Merrick Polishing, and then the Radiator Shop down here, and the Lineman Shop. And I mean, there's lots of like businesses in the area.
Right.
The Trophy Shop, the, you know, all of these things, the Steel Guys.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of that is very handy for us to be close to those other businesses. So, you know, that's definitely a bonus.
Yeah, Yeah, that's awesome to be able to have all that digital resources.
Yeah, you don't have to go all the way across town to pick up something. And we've got, what have we got? Lowe's Hardware right there. There's all sorts of automotive parts shops close by that if we need something quickly, we can get. Yeah, so there is definitely, the location is certainly good for us.
Yeah. No, that's exciting. That's you can definitely see the...
There's a synergy that can go with you guys and with all the other businesses.
You know,
it'd be different if we were just a car dealership that didn't do the amount of didn't do restoration service work like we do.
Yeah.
Then I can see maybe want to be in the auto mall or something. But we certainly, this is good for us. Yeah.
So maybe kind of just a final question. Maybe this is a wrap up, and I don't know if this something always on your mind, but I kind of think of it's like. Is there any special type of car that you would like to do a restoration job on?
Well, is there a car that I would like to have?
Yeah.
Yes, of course there is. I know that Bill is has done restoration work all his life, so he's got a big background on it. He loved the Delahays and the Duesenbergs and the big Mercedes and the 30s and 40s, the Art Deco cars and that kind of stuff. You don't see them that much, almost all in museums. However, I am a 450 SL fan, Mercedes 450 SL fan from way back. I think they're a valuable car. They go up nicely in value, very consistently, and I love them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know I can't afford a 300 Gullwing, but a 450 SL done up, and I think Bill has one in mind to do here soon maybe for me, and it would be yellow with a green interior. And so I think that would be a beautiful car. I've got lots of cars.
You do have lots of cars.
Yes, I've got a 1973 Olds with an LS3 in it, which is a beautiful, fun car.
Yeah.
And I've got a few Bentleys that I love driving and stuff, but I would like a 450.
450 SL.
Yeah.
That would be a fun car. I agree. Mercedes are fun to drive.
They are. They are.
That would be an amazing combination right there. So.
Yes.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with us and discuss your business, your thriving business. This is, you guys are growing faster than you know what to do with here. You definitely need much more room and space to store all these cool vehicles and get all the restoration work done. Yeah. So, but we really appreciate taking the time and sitting down with us.
Well, I'm glad you guys could come by. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so we'll look forward to come by again in the future.
Sounds great.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, Kat, for that amazing interview. Thank you so much for allowing us to come down, and to your husband, Bill, for showing us around and giving us a tour of all the amazing work you guys are doing down there. And so we really appreciate you taking your time to sit down with us and share a little bit about who you are and what your business is and what you, the amazing vision you have for what's coming for what you guys are looking to do down in that area along Sunset Road. And so we really appreciate your time.
That was definitely a great afternoon here at Atomic Motors. And if you want to check out the services they offer or find yourself a new classic car or motorcycle, make sure to check out atomicmotors.net and come by and visit Kat and Bill. You won't regret it.
Yep. Remember, they every Saturday from 10 to 2, they got their classic car show. You can come out and check their facility and see all the cool vehicles they have in stock and what they're working on. So, yeah, amazing place. Thanks again, Kat and Bill, for your time and allowing us to meet with you and visit with you for a minute. And so with that, we really appreciate you, all of you taking your time to listen to this this episode. And again, you know, we would love to hear your feedback and any type of interest you might have in making our podcast a little bit better. And or if you would want to be on our podcast, we would love to hear from you. And so feel free to reach out. You can reach out to us. My email is derek.allen, that's derek.allen, A-L-L-E-N, at cityofhenderson.com. And we'd love to hear from you and see what time that we could come visit you and at your business. And we look forward to that opportunity. We have a quick release of several more podcasts coming up here in the next few weeks, and so please check back. You'll be getting more emails from us announcing when those podcasts are released, but they'll we got quite a few that we've been interviewing businesses and here on Water Street and some down on the Sunset Corridor area also. So look for those coming up here in the next few weeks. We're really excited about that. And so I don't know, Tiffany, any last minute thoughts or?
Just a quick teaser on a couple of our upcoming guests. We have Jason and Doja from TSK Architects, Tim Brooks from the Emerald Island and Rainbow Club Casinos, and Scott Muehlrath from the Henderson Chamber. A couple gentlemen that are highly involved in the community and the redevelopment of our community, and some pretty cool interviews for you to tune in for.
Yep. They were good, great interviews, and it's a lot of great work that's being done to help revitalize some of our redevelopment areas and get businesses down here in the area and help grow our Water Street and our other redevelopment areas. So yeah, we're very excited for those interviews. So look for those to come. But thanks again for listening in to Redevelop That with the City of Henderson. We look forward to our future episodes with you. So check back soon. Take care and have a great day.